fandom or love of the sport. It's the game where the comebacks happen. It's the game where anything can and will happen, as long as you have the drive. Because college football is the game that moves you. We get it because it moves us too. Goodyear, more driven.
Whatever you send through the U.S. Postal Service this season is so much more than mail or packages. In every carrier's hands is a card with your handwriting. In every box, on every truck, is your message that you care. We know how much goes into your holiday mail, especially this year, which is why we go the distance to bring you closer. Learn more at usps.com/closer.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
$1,999.
That's Ramsey's price for a 1-carat diamond. Earthmined or created.
$5,999.
That's Ramsey's price for a 2-carat diamond.
Earthmined or created.
2 carats is a very big diamond.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour two of the Sports Hangover underway. 800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation via the phone lines. Jack did so earlier in hour number one. Buddy will take your phone calls. He'll say hello to you. Jordan's monitoring, of course, TweetDeck and all of our Twitter functions because you can tweet at us as well at ESPN Radio NOLA. Two ways to get in touch with the show that you may need if you have fantasy football questions. Ben Heisler, 1:30. Bottom of this hour, we'll have those for you. So if you have any fantasy football questions, that's what's coming up. In 15 minutes, Mike Triplett will join us. We'll talk a couple of those storylines for the New Orleans Saints as they get ready. It is Falcon Hate Week. Does it feel a little bit better this week or not? Does it for you?
It feels different.
What feels different? What do
you mean? Doesn't feel like Falcons Hate Week.
No? Why? Are you overconfident? Is that what that is?
No, it doesn't feel like it.
I will say this. I feel what you're saying in terms of there's an added sense of edginess and agitation and perhaps butterfly-ness when, say, both teams have the similar record. They're 4-7. You're playing for the ones. Now, look, by no means am I saying I'm overlooking. These clowns want nothing more than to beat you. And I want nothing more than, I loved what I saw that first game. They didn't score a touchdown. Touchdown. Now, but in years past, right, when you have the division at stake, right? I mean, you know what I'm getting? Like when the feeling you had going into Tampa, week one in the Tampa a couple weeks ago, right? The let's go. Where's Sunday? Come on, let's go. Right? It's a little different. I mean, I'm still excited for Sunday. I'm ready for it. Believe me, I want to win. It's not what I'm saying, but I get what you're getting at. I think it's because it's not as much on the line. Or am I wrong on that? Because I still think it's a very big game for the Saints. You can't drop it to these guys, right?
No, you got to take advantage of every loss Tampa gives you as well. Because
again, they have a bye this weekend.
You have to keep extending that lead on in the division. So it is still a big game, but to me, I don't know what it is. It just doesn't feel like a Falcons hate week.
Yeah, okay, I got you. Head coach Sean Payton on the Falcons defense, they got 5 turnovers from the Raiders a week ago.
Last week, they took the ball away 5 times, and it just looked like they were a tick step faster to the spot than Vegas. They did it with pressure. They did it with ball disruption. They intercepted it. They recovered fumbles. I think they're playing with confidence. I think you're seeing a little bit more pressure from them than in past. And you got a veteran group, an experienced group that I think is playing exceptionally well.
So, look, I do think that that is something that is to take into account. I look at that game, though, and the only way I can explain what I saw, I think the can't is the classic, don't let one loss become two. You don't believe me, do you? You don't believe me?
We're going back to the Broncos game?
No. See, you're not even paying attention. I'm talking about what I saw in that Falcons-Raiders game.
Oh,
that was a classic.
Yeah.
Don't let one loss become two. And for the Raiders, one loss became two. They came up close against Kansas City, should have beat Kansas City, and what happened? I think they either didn't get back up for it. You just saw the body language, right? I mean, Derek Carr. I mean, he was a meme, wasn't he? A meme last week?
Yeah, he should. You know? Should have won that game.
He looked like the Undertaker. Remember in the Chiefs game, they were locked in. I mean, they were in that game. They were battling, and it's a rival. So,
Sir Pat came down the field, marched down.
I guess what I'm saying is, I get they got five turnovers, all right, but I'm not ready to call the Falcons the 85 Bears here. No, you can stop tilting your head sideways. This is the same defense that's given up leads. There's a reason they're 4-7 and they fire their coach from the beginning of the season. Their defense is a key reason.
Starting to click.
Why? Now, one of those turnovers was Deion Jones, by the way. Oof. That's a good thing, though, because he tends to intercept Drew Brees. He's not playing. It's Taysom Hill. Speaking of Drew, I guess, is this a weekly thing we're going to ask Taysom Hill? Have you picked up anything new this week from Drew Brees? Is that a weekly thing? Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, it's a new weekly.
Okay, so next week, if he quarterbacks, hey, have you learned anything else from Drew Brees?
Take anything out of his playbook.
Well, I mean, he did go to Thanksgiving. Maybe they chatted.
They probably did.
You think Drew used, like, some food on the plate to kind of just, you know, diagram a play? A little sweet potato here.
If Nancy Lieberman,
turkey.
If Nancy Lieberman did
Nancy
it with the
Lieberman
with
used
the crawfish.
Crawfish. You're absolutely right.
So I'm sure a Hall of Fame quarterback used.
You're right. At the seafood store.
Chicken legs.
She did.
Turkey
she
legs.
Used crawfish all over our brand new tablecloth.
It washed out. It washed out.
It did wash out, but I was having a heart attack. I mean, we had just gotten it. I love Nancy Lieberman. I really do. But a white tablecloth with literally out of the boil crawfish and seasoning and juice just all over. Brand new ESPN New Orleans Pelicans Radio Network table banner. I just turned around. I didn't want to see it. Look, you know what? It's neither here or there. And if anything, it gave it character, right? It gave it character. It's like when you get a truck or something, you like a dent in the scratch. I mean, it gives it character. So when we're asked about it now, that's crawfish.
No, an old truck, a very old truck, right. It's okay if it has dents and scratches. That means it's gone through a lot and you have a lot of memories.
Right.
A new truck, you don't want dents and scratches.
You don't want a dent.
You had it after 10 years. I mean, sure, you can have a bump here and there.
So what you're saying is if you got right now a brand new vehicle, you wouldn't want a dent and scratch tomorrow.
No. Are you in, you know, just play the sound.
I'm going to play the sound bite. Here's Taysom Hill if he's picked up anything new from Drew Brees.
Oh, man. Well, I would say the things that are most important to me, I would also say, are most important to Drew. And in terms of, I don't want to speak for Drew, but, you know, my family is incredibly important to me. My faith is incredibly important to me. And I've seen how important that has been to Drew. And I've had the opportunity to really observe how he manages, you know, preparing and playing week in and week out, and then also fulfilling his role as a husband and a father. And those, I would say, is really what sticks out in my mind.
Okay, so there you go. How about we ask about the Saints offensive line? Again, one of the things that we talked about this week as to maybe why that game plan did change, no Teron Armstead, right? That was on the COVID list. You didn't have Andres Pete, who, by the way, did come back. Your Wednesday Saints injury report. Kamara, Pete, and Thomas were limited. Four Saints did not practice. Callaway with the knee. Janoris Jenkins with the knee. Deontay Harris with the neck. Ty Montgomery with the hamstring. Here's Taysom Hill on the Saints O-line.
It starts from the top. You know, I think Mickey and our player personnel guys, they've done a great job of bringing in the right people. And then I would say, you know, Coach Roshar and Pete Carmichael and Coach and everyone else, they've done a great job of making sure everyone's prepared. So, you know, I think we found out we lost Teron on Saturday, and we were able to plug James Hurst in and, you know, played exceptionally well. Obviously lost Andrus as well. And so I would say that goes to show you that how good our organization is and bringing in the right people. But then those people are always preparing themselves week in and week out, which is not an easy thing to do. If you look at what James did, knowing he was going to, you know, be a backup to Teron all week, and then all of a sudden Saturday, I really, you know, goes to show how well he had prepared himself through the week, you know, when he was thinking Teron was going to play, and that's pretty impressive.
Taysom Hill's thoughts on the Saints defense, and again, last four games, just one touchdown.
Man, I think they, they're really fast defense, I would say. They're disruptive up front, but their linebackers are really fast and they move really well laterally. And so as you try to get the edge, they do a great job of defending you laterally or making you stretch in the run game. But then they move so well that it's hard to get the edge. And then I would say they've done a nice job with their safeties. You know, I'd say that safeties are aggressive and good tacklers, and so they don't make a lot of misses. And you know, they've obviously been really productive.
Let's take some on the Falcons' defense. What I meant now, Cam Jordan on their defense and how he thinks they are improving and really where they are statistically right now, number one in some areas.
How many games do we have left? Five? How many games do we have left to the Super Bowl? We don't know. At the end of the season, we'll talk about it. Right now, we're trending upwards, and I like the way our defense is playing. And at the same time, you know, we still have some room to grow. So we're going to try and continue to push ourselves to be better than we were the game before.
I love that. See, stats don't matter, Jordan. Not paying attention to it. But and also, the other thing he said, he's not that he's counting games, but he says, look, it's the ultimate goal isn't for them be statistically here, statistically there in certain areas. It's about getting back to Tampa. Back to Tampa. You know what's in Tampa, by the way?
Tom Brady?
No. Well, yes, he's there. He's there. What else is
a
there?
A lot of things. People are in Tampa Bay.
What else is there?
Beautiful skies.
Nah, February. In February. February.
Super Bowls.
Yes. Super Bowls.
Let's see. What else? Roller coasters are in Tampa.
The Super Bowls. Just, you know.
Oh, just the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm trying to get to. Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, the Super Bowl.
Yes. The Super Bowl. Cam Jordan overall on that defense.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes down to it, again, I've been saying it's been our defensive unit. It's been our collective effort, and it's all about focusing on what we can do, what we do best, and how we can affect the offense. You know, I trust Double D. I trust Quan. I trust, you know, Marshawn, Marcus, Malcolm, and Deuce, and, you know, P-Rob, PJ, whoever gets on the field. You know, I trust our entire, you know, back seven. Where you talk about the defensive line, you know, I have the utmost confidence in us. I like us versus anybody. So, you know, when it comes down to what the offense does, what do, you know, what's the trick play here? What's their bread and butter? It's all about us as a defense and how we're going to go attack it.
I think one of the things that also stands out in what Cam Jordan was saying, he also brought up the fact of David Onyemata and the way that he's been able to play this year.
I mean, he's a monster in that middle. I mean, I keep probably using that one just because he is such a presence and a force. I mean, you've seen him go off plenty of times. It seems like he's putting all the right games together this year. Again, if a quarterback can't roll out left or right, now he's got to step up. You're seeing major production from him. And at the same time, like, you know, it's all about trying to be better than you were the game before. And I think David's done that.
I think Cam Jordan's been picking up his play. Obviously, maybe this is for Brian Bienemy. Since Davenport's come back, right, freed him up a little bit. Onyemata's play, though, has really helped. Trey Hendrickson's play has really helped. But look, at the end of the day, Cam Jordan started to win a little bit more of his one-on-ones and being more of an impactful player on his play.
Yeah, I mean, I think early on this season, I was catching a lot more double teams, and I've always said if one person's getting doubled, then there's going to be singles. As the season went on, you know, you saw the defense come together, and I think we put together a stretch where us as a unit, you know, our secondary, our linebacker, and our front and our front defensive line have really elevated our play. So it's not more of an I thing, it's more of a we thing, where we're all elevating our play at the right time. As well as, you know, when it comes down to it, I always told you, you know, I see myself, if I can't affect the pass, I'm going to play the hell out of this run. And eventually it all comes full circle. And I think you saw early on, I mean, if you're focused on me, Trey's going to get loose. If you try, you know, get Trey, then, you know, now it's David Onyemata getting loose. We have depth at our D-line, and we are taking advantage where we can.
Final bite before we go to break and bring in Mike Triplett. His overall thoughts on his team being locked in right now.
I have no idea what you're talking about this week. This week, I'm only focused on getting the next W. I think it's going to take a team collective effort to not only keep Matt Ryan in the pocket, as well as, you know, contain the likes of Julio and Calvin.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, 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 yep. You know what he was asked, right? Any thoughts on getting another sack on Matt Ryan and the old Falcon hate week? Not giving any bulletin board material, right? There, Jordan. We'll return with Mike Triplett. We'll ask him some of his top storylines and how surprised he is that the Saints defense is ranked number one in the NFL. Number one overall team defense. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Year-end savings start now. Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Huge discounts, plus year-end incentives make now the best time to upgrade at Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Super year-end deals. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners marked on sale. Plus, get up to $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. The time is now for super year-end pricing. Check out the inventory online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Hollywood Road in Houma.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it's wedding, festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or concert. Joseph the Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases. Joseph the Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom, air-conditioned trailers, anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Joseph at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003. We have an open segment. Give me your thoughts here. We'll talk with Mike Triplett from ESPN covers your New Orleans Saints. Mike, how are you? Good afternoon to you.
Good. How you doing, Gus?
Doing well, man. We're just talking a little bit and playing some Cam Jordan bites here and talk about the Saints defense. Would you have honestly thought, especially the way the season started at right now, as we get towards the end of the season, that the Saints defense is number one overall?
Well, that surprises me a little, although I think the defense we've seen over the last month is closer to what I actually expected than the defense we saw in the first month. And it's funny because that record is total yards allowed, that ranking is total yards allowed. Their biggest problem for the first 3 weeks was all those pass interference penalties, which aren't factored in. But it is remarkable because their other biggest problem was they kept giving up those deep passes, and even though they gave up, they've given up 8 passes of longer than 45 yards this year. Mm-hmm. They still have allowed the fewest yards in the league. So they really buttoned down after they do that. Those were blitz on the radar, but they're just playing lights out. I mean, no one could have predicted exactly what we've seen over the last 4 weeks. They're like number one in every category.
Yeah, that's crazy that you say that, like nearly in every category. Let's start there because that's where I wanted to go next. So, see, this is why you're good at what you do. Look, you can look at that D-line and say, look, at some point Cam's going to start getting off. The defensive line has the ability to do that. But really, you and I have talked about it on our show. The lack of playmaking by the safeties or just playing good football, I think, really hurts. So let's start from the back and move forward. The play of Jenkins and Marcus Williams, including whoever's at corner due to injury, I think that's been just as big a reason as to why the line is having time to perhaps get to the quarterback.
Yeah, you can't credit one without the other. I mean, they all make each other look better, and then if somebody's not doing their job, they all look worse than themselves. They're just all playing like that. I just wrote this article about it today, and I eventually ended up listing like 11 names because I got to the bottom of them. Like, I haven't mentioned Devonta Davis, and I haven't mentioned Quan Alexander. Well, if I'm going to mention them too, and I mentioned Onyemata and Davenport and Henderson and Jenkins and CJ Gardner Johnson, I also have to mention Lattimore and Janoris Jenkins and Patrick Ralph, they've all played great over the last month. And yeah, the most out of sync in the first month was that secondary, though. That was just the weird things where they were leaving guys wide open with busted zone coverages. Malcolm Jenkins admitting that it was taking him a while to get adjusted again. Mm-hmm. We weren't seeing the plays from CJ Gardner-Johnson that we've seen over the last month. Even Marshon Lattimore wasn't looking like himself, but those guys have all really locked in lately.
I think
they'll be tested again, though, if we actually see Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
It'll be really interesting.
That's where I was going to go. Julio Jones didn't really see action in the first meeting between these two teams. And obviously, when you look at the history between these two and the Saints guarding their receivers, there's always been somebody other than Julio Jones that's really kind of hurt them. I mean, Julio will get his, but it's sort of the other receivers. But as you mentioned, you brought up the two linebackers. How big can you quantify or really point out what Quan Alexander has been able to bring in such a short time?
Yeah, I mean, they were rolling before he got here, so it's hard to say he triggered something, but he's obviously joined right in. Sean Payton had that line last week where he said it feels like he's been 8 weeks already, and so he hasn't missed a beat. He recovered that fumble at Denver. And what's so interesting about him to me is they just never had interest in a player like him. I've been saying for years that they needed their own version of Lavonte David or Thomas Davis, those athletic weak side linebackers who can cover and cover a lot of space. And then DeMario Davis has obviously done that, even though he's a bigger guy. If they figure out what they can do with a guy like him, it'll be almost like creating a position that we haven't seen a player play in this defense. I think it can help them, cover tight ends when they start facing dangerous tight ends, and it can certainly help with an athlete making plays in open space.
I'm going to have some fun with you on this one as we move up to the defensive line. Speak with Mike Triplett, covers the Saints. You know I love to play the either-or game. We've done it in the past with Michael Thomas, Cam Jordan. So let's have fun with this on the D-line. More important to the team's defensive success this season, and I know this is hard, has it been on Yamada or Trey Hendrickson?
I knew that was going to be your either-or. I want to say Onyemata because he's the more underrated one. Obviously, you're asking that question, so you're not underrating him. He's been every bit, everybody talked about how important he is to their success. And they've talked about the last few years, to be honest, especially as their run defense has become one of the best in football. A lot of people have talked about him. So he's definitely the most underrated one, I feel like, although he got paid this offseason, the Saints don't underrate him. But I don't want to shortchange Hendrickson by saying that the 9.5 sacks are a fluke. You know, it's a bit surprising, and it's probably, you know, elevating him more than probably his all-around play necessarily is. But they're not fluky. I mean, the two he had against the Falcons 2 weeks ago were incredible efforts, one where he chased down Ryan from behind and the other one where he just plowed into Jake Matthews, who's a really good left tackle. And I actually wanted Cam Jordan to respect him because Trey Hendrickson knocked Jake Matthews back, and Matt Ryan was escaping that pressure and ran right into Cam Jordan. So he's really playing well, too. At a position where they really need it. I mean, Sean Payton was at Jadeveon Clowney's house with a week to go before the season started, and
right.
They planned him, and instead they got Trey Hendrickson playing at a Pro Bowl level practically.
That's what I was going to bring up. It's incredible when you think of literally. I mean, would you ever thought Sean would get on the flight, you know, private jet, go in there, have dinner? I mean, he did everything he could.
He did that just to light a fire under Trey
Hendrickson. There you go. That's exactly right. Just like Bruce Arians did, right? The easiest guy to block is that guy. speak with Mike Triplett of ESPN. I think one of the things on the offensive side has been remarkable. I know a lot of focus, and I have this week too, that it's been so peculiar and almost out of character to an extent on how Sean talked about what he did with the game plan with Taysom. And look, they won by 30. He did the right thing. Your job's to go in there and win and get out of there. It was just so odd to go into the, we need to be safe and let's not be safe, you know, sorry. And I was like, well, why wouldn't you just run the game plan that you did Wednesday, Thursday, if you have confidence in your team? So it was odd to sort of get that. Look, you won by 30. Again, it's odd, especially when you're facing a team without a quarterback, that you would feel the need to be extra cautious. Was that weird to you?
Yes and no, but I don't think it's quite as simple as that. I mean, I agree that Sean Payton probably hammered it home to Taysom Hill. No turnovers in this game. And look, the Falcons are coming off of like a 40-point rout against the Raiders that nobody expected because they had five turnovers in that game. And Derek Carr fumbled three times. Like, Sean Payton knows that's how you can lose a game. And the Saints lost to Atlanta at home last year when Atlanta was like a 1-19. I mean, you can lose to bad teams if you implode and self-destruct, and I'm sure he's able to home. Don't implode, don't self-destruct in this game. But he was probably also being pretty kind to Taysom Hill. I mean, Taysom Hill probably had that in his head and looked hesitant and didn't want to take the risks that you know, a quarterback needs to feel comfortable taking. I mean, that the word hesitant is what I just kept seeing over and over again for Taysom Hill. Why didn't he throw that? Why did he hold on to that? Why did he take that sack? And so it probably all played a factor, and Payton was probably making it clear, listen, I told Taysom to do that. But that doesn't mean that they were happy with that performance. I mean, Taysom was inefficient. He completed about half his throws. He completed only 9 throws in the whole game, and he threw an interception. So that was a bad game, but that was an explanation for why he was an element. He probably felt restrained, which means you can give him a free pass if he comes back and looks good in this game.
There you go. And that's where we will end it with. What do you expect on Sunday? We saw that first meeting between the two teams. Atlanta didn't score a touchdown. I don't expect that. I also don't expect the 85 Bears, which is what the Raiders got. I think we're going to get more of a classic Saints. There you go. There you go. The 2020 Saints. Exactly. Number one defense. So I think we're going to see a classic game, dude, that I think does come down in the fourth quarter this time.
Yeah. I mean, especially if Atlanta's offense is completely healthy. Before, do they have Matt Ryan's number? I mean, second him 17 times in the last two games. You know, so it's hard to imagine this is a bad matchup for them after we've seen them match up so well against them lately. But, yeah, Atlanta showed you last week that they're better than their record suggests. They're one of the higher-scoring teams. So they will still come to play.
It's absurd. 17 sacks in two games. We'll close out with this. I just saw it. Tom Pelissero put the tweet out there, nice and in black and white. Saints can clinch a playoff berth. I know that's not their goal. I know earlier this week Sean Payton even didn't dismiss it when he was asked about success that he's had. He's like, well, four what was it, four winning seasons. He goes, that's a program that hasn't been winning.
Not the goal here, yeah.
So, look, it's a step, though. You got to get in. the tournament to order to, you know, get to it. So now it's about seeding and all that, but you can take care of business
to
tonight.
There. It's impressive to be there at this stage when they were 1-2. When they were 1-2 and Tampa Bay was 2-1, and you're like, oh, wait, how many wild card teams are there?
Yeah.
It's amazing they might be the first team to clinch a playoff spot. Would it be in the whole NFL? Or
in the NFC. In the AFC, the Chiefs and Steelers can. The NFC, only the Saints this week.
Yeah. And look, it will be important for them to get whatever they can while they can, because starting with Drew Brees, but other banged up guys, you would love, I mean, the dream scenario is get the number one seed and have it clinched in time to rest your starters in week 16. That's getting very greedy, but pile it up while you can.
No doubt about it. As always, man, I appreciate your time. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, covers your New Orleans Saints. Quick break. When we come back, fantasy football. Jordan will brag about he defeated me this past week in fantasy. I didn't even know we were playing. That ought to tell you all you need to know. That's right. Saints can clinch a playoff spot real easy. Get a win, and I love this, a Chicago loss. That's right. Come on, Trubisky. Do your best, baby. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
When you need health-related answers quickly, you want the fastest, safest results possible. That's why Terrebonne General Medical Center is the only facility in the state to offer the new GE Revolution Frontier Gen 2 CT scanner. This breakthrough technology presents medical professionals with the clearest images on the market while keeping patients safe and comfortable. To learn more about how TGMC is on the leading edge of healthcare, please visit tgmc.com.
Remember being in your favorite sport clips, getting set for that great MVP haircut experience? Yeah, how about if we made that wait even shorter? Now, with Sport Clips On Deck text alerts, when you check in online or with our app, we'll text you a 15-minute heads up when it's time to head in. And when you're the next man up, you'll get another text to come take your seat. Less wait time, more prime time. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Hey, it's your homie. Sorry, it's your home. I know you don't like it when I call myself your homie. So I have some favors to ask you. Could you get rid of a few chairs in the living room? My floorboards are tired. Another easy thing, we could save money if you bundled your home and car insurance with Geico. One more thing. I know you love lavender-scented candles, but could we try Tahitian vanilla? I think it would fit my vibe better.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
It's that time of the week. If you got a fantasy football question, do not ask me. I guess you could ask Jordan, but I would rather you ask the expert, host, analyst, and editor for SI Gambling and SI Fantasy. SI is in Sports Illustrated, Mr. Ben Heisler. You can follow him on Twitter at Benny Heis, H-E-I-S. Ben, how are you this afternoon, sir?
What's up, Gus? What's up, Jordan? How are you guys?
I'm doing fine, man.
I'm doing great.
Yeah, he's doing real
fantastic.
Well, coming off of another win this past week. Huh, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm 2-0 against you this season.
Yeah, I didn't even know we were playing.
Of course you did.
I feel like this is the conversation that continues to come up constantly over the course of the show. Gus gets off to a hot start. He's feeling himself a little bit. And then instead of us going back and forth throughout the week, the inevitable punt on the season begins in week 8.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
I'm busy, Ben. I got a lot of different things. So let's just get to something that is important, and it's intriguing. And I love that you have it on your feed here because, so Drew Brees goes down, and you know, Alvin Kamara has been in the talk of being an MVP candidate. Just he was having that kind of season, and then you know against Tampa, didn't even get a reception, which is remarkable in the game that they won the way they did, but it's interesting. You look at it from a fantasy perspective as well. Is he still an automatic start for you anymore?
I'm sure it's, you know, naturally dependent on who you have on your roster, but, like, do you feel like he's going to get receptions in this backfield? The recent sample would indicate that with Taysom Hill under, not looking in the direction of Alvin Kamara. So if that's part of, you know, what brings Kamara so much fantasy value every week is targeting in the passing game, short, accurate passes, which is what Drew Brees would provide, I don't know if the answer is yes anymore. Now, a lot of it is dependent on who else you might have and whatever matchups those might be. And you always have to ask yourself, am I willing to bench the guy that I took in the first round leading into the fantasy playoffs? So I think this week there is an opportunity for the Saints, even against Atlanta, who has been playing much better defenses of late, to still get him back on track. He's had obviously very good numbers over the course of his career against the Falcons. These games can occasionally be blowouts and back and forth, especially in Atlanta. In New Orleans, it tends to be a bit of a different story. But I will start Alvin Kamara this week, but under the caveat of if he does not get involved in the passing game for the third consecutive week, I have some serious doubts about what I should do with him come fantasy playoff time, which is next week.
It makes all sense in the world. I mean, he's not the guy who's going to get you 100 yards on the ground, and he's not, you know, a guarantee apparently now that he's going to get a bunch of, you know, over 100 yards in passing. So it's a very good point. Jordan, what do you got?
Ben, I have someone on Twitter who's asking a question, and then I have one for myself that's very tricky.
Yeah,
but to Twitter, Brian over on Twitter, please rank the following best to worst: Alan Lazard, Jamison Crowder, or Deebo Samuel.
From best to worst, I mean, Alan Lazard continues to have some issues with injuries and reliability, and I know that Aaron Rodgers is slinging the ball around right now, but I have some concerns. He's probably at the bottom of my list. You know, it was great to see Deebo Samuel really get active and involved last week, especially against the Rams. They used him in a wide variety of ways. Nick Mullins did a good job of getting the ball open in space. And then with Jamison Crowder, you know, for the first half of the season when it was Sam Darnold under center, he was one of the most targeted players in the NFL. I think the matchup is really good this week going up against the Raiders at home. So I'd probably lean back towards Crowder as the safer play. I suppose Samuel would probably be next on that list, the higher risk, higher upside type of play. And then at the bottom of that list would be Alan Lazard.
All right, then for my question, I've been having to deal with this for a couple weeks. I've been playing two tight ends, and I picked up Wayne Gallman. Over on the waiver wire a couple weeks back, so I started him. Do I start him over Darren Waller or Hunter Henry? Who do I start at that tight end position? And then should I keep two tight ends in my lineup and keep Gallman on the bench?
So I think those two guys with both Waller and Hunter Henry, I don't mind keeping them just in the event that if we're one of them were to go down, the other one is still pretty much a mid-tier, in fact, top-tier tight end one on the season. So I think both of those guys are in play. As for whether or not it's Hunter Henry versus Wayne Gallman, you have to play Darren Waller in this matchup. I'm probably leaning towards Gallman. I've liked how they've used him. They've incorporated him as a guy that's touching the rock 12 to 15 times on a per-game basis. They've also included him in the passing game, and he's the goal line back for the Giants as well. I know they're big underdogs on the road this week against Seattle, but that shouldn't terrify anybody feeling like Wayne Gallman could be a consistent option. And conversely, the Chargers, you know, are going up against the New England Patriots. And I think the Patriots defense is going to give Justin Herbert a difficult time. He's been so good and so impressive since he really took over that starting spot. But, you know, what the Patriots try to do is take away the one big strength that you have, and that's downfield opportunities in the middle of the field with Justin Herbert. So, I think they're going to do a good job of containing him, try to give him some confusing looks, especially with some blitzes and coverages. So I think Hunter Henry of those three guys is probably the player that you sit this week.
Speaking of Ben Heisler, Sports Illustrated, little gambling, little fantasy football as well. We'll close out with maybe some games to look at from the other side of things in case you want to make a little extra Christmas money, Ben. Paul on Twitter, though, wants to ask you, do I bench Zeke Elliott for James Robinson and Raheem Mostert?
For James Robinson, I mean, James Robinson's been a running back one all season long. The amount of consistency rushing volume that he's gotten all year has been terrific. And he goes up against a Vikings defense this week that has been very mediocre to pass-catching running backs, has been very run-of-the-mill against the running game in general. It's been a defense that's taken a lot of abuse, especially in the passing game, and Robinson has been a factor there as well. So he's absolutely in play. You know, the thing about Zeke is that I just can't recall a game all year long where he's really been, you know, consistently productive. And then Raheem Mostert, when he's active and when he's playing, has been very solid this year. The problem is that he continues to deal with injuries. So Zeke's going to get touches in this offense. It's just whether or not he does anything with them. So I suppose it's a safer play to play with Zeke instead of Raheem Mostert, but if you're trying to win this week, I do think you have to consider benching Zeke for those two guys.
So when I take a look at maybe some games to pay attention to, you know, help out the old Santa sleigh over there, Ben, are there any, you know, for sure that I can kind of take a look at? I'm just looking at, like, one or two that kind of stand out to me. I go, man, I like Seahawks favored by 10 on the Giants. That kind of seems like, I guess, that's a cover. Packers on the Eagles, they're having trouble scoring. That's an 8.5. Do you see any this week in the NFL that make you go, hey, look, these are almost surefire ones?
I mean, it's still, how do I put this correctly? Still games that you're paying attention to, and it's still the NFL on a week-in, week-out level. So I don't think anything is surefire. I will tell you that a couple that I'm certainly intrigued by, sort of in that same vein with a large point spread, is I do think Minnesota has a much better game this week at home against Jacksonville. For whatever reason, over the course of Mike Zimmer's career, as a home favorite against a non-divisional opponent, he's somewhere about 65-70% against the spread. So I know that the line has moved substantially. The Vikings are now double-digit favorites in some books. I think if it goes past 10.5, it's probably a bit too much, but I do like Minnesota to cover against Jacksonville. I think a week of footage on Mike Glennon can go a long way towards trying to contain him. I'm also looking at the Patriots, and I don't know whether or not this is Vegas tricking me or not, but at some books, including DraftKings Sportsbook earlier today, the Patriots are underdogs on the road against the Chargers, and the Chargers have lost the most single possession games in the NFL over the last 2 years, and you have Bill Belichick against Anthony Lynn, and Anthony Lynn has found some brutal ways for the Chargers to lose games this year. So I do think the Patriots, even though they're on the road, going up against a dynamic offense right now, the fact that you can get them as an underdog in this game certainly speaks to me, and certainly an intriguing bet as well.
Ben, so breaking news, Adam Schefter, Falcons wide receiver, Julio Jones did not practice today. It doesn't mean anything that he's not going to be in the game, but I guess just for fantasy-wise, what does that do for people that have players on the Falcons team, like a Matt Ryan? What does that mean for them, a Todd Gurley, and also Julio Jones, if he does not play? Who should maybe people pick up in place of him?
You're talking about Darius. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He tends to get some of the snaps if Julio were to go down. He didn't really connect last week, but was still in an advantageous spot. It obviously bumps up Calvin Ridley a little bit as well. And we saw a decent amount of Brian Hill last week in the matchup for them as well. I mean, the Falcons just, as Julio and Ridley go, that really helps out somebody like Matt Ryan, just to know that security blanket is there, and especially in a matchup against the Saints where their defense is just night and day from where they were at the beginning of the season. And that kind of feels like it's been a trend the last handful of years, right, guys, that all of a sudden first earlier part of the season for the Saints, the defense is nowhere near to be found, and then all of a sudden they make some adjustments. Dennis Allen's done a really terrific job, especially lately, in getting them back on track. So I would say this, if Julio does not play, it takes away from the appeal of Matt Ryan going up against his team, even at home, where he's historically been terrific over the course of his career.
Yeah, it is strange when you think about it. It's almost kind of like tradition. First few games, they can't stop anybody, and all of a sudden it becomes a decent defense.
Other than Tampa Bay at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's now that matters. It's now what matters. Look, I know you follow Chicago like I do. Schwarber not being tendered or given a contract. Man, that roster looks so weird. I'm actually surprised they want to do something with Bryant. I don't know what my Cubbies are going to look like moving forward.
it's a new generation right now. You have Jed Hoyer, who had worked with Theo Epstein since they came on together in Chicago. They're moving on from Albert Almora, who was, I think, that team's first ever top five, top six selection in the draft. And,
right.
You know, both those guys were World Series heroes in Chicago, and neither of them really lived up to where they needed to be long-term as first-round picks. You know, Schwarber's just always going to be a guy that you root for just because he had some incredible highlight moments for that Cubs team. You think about the bomb off the scoreboard against St. Louis, had a massive home run against Gerrit Cole, working his way back to play in the World Series after a devastating knee injury at the beginning of the season. You know, so as a Cubs fan, I'll absolutely miss those guys, but I think what it tells you is that this was a team that, even though they won and got to the playoffs the most amount of times, you know, over a consistent period of time, over their, you know, their lifetime, the best ever in the Chicago Cubs era, it also goes to show you that, you know, you can't just rely on what you saw in the past. There needs to be improvement. There needs to be development. And we saw those guys take some substantial steps backwards. So I admire Jed Hoyer for making a tough decision, for saying this is the direction we need to go in. It's his team now. And you just hope that those decisions don't come back to bite.
Yeah, it's crazy when you think about it. I have a picture, Ben, and you have a little one, so you'll understand this. I have a picture of kissing my pregnant wife's belly when they clinched, right? I'm serious. Like, so when you see them, they're going to the World Series. And Carver, my son, turns 4 on Sunday. So it's been a while. I mean, it's been, you know,
wow.
It's crazy when I look at it like that.
I was actually at that game, the game against the Dodgers, where yep. They ended up clinching to go to the World Series. And I remember they took out Kyle Hendricks, who was cruising in that game, at a similar eerie time in Chicago Cubs history. There was 5 outs to go in the 8th inning.
I remember.
And I think they had a 3-0 lead.
Oh,
and any
yeah.
Cubs fan will tell you, a 3-0 lead, mm-mm. 5 outs to go, they'll mm-mm. think about 2003 with yep. Some guy with headphones and a pair of glasses.
Poor guy.
For a foul ball.
Poor guy. Yeah. Can you believe it's 2003? Can you believe it's been that long? Wow.
No, I remember it. It's one of my. It's a memory that is just fully embedded into my brain and will be for a long time. And frankly, I was wishing that they would have honored him when they had the World Series parade. I think he just wants nothing to do with it anymore.
Yeah, I know. I hear you, man. It's crazy though to think about it. I have a selfie picture of me kissing my wife's belly. She's wearing my Cubs jersey. They're celebrating on the diamond. And then a couple of years ago, we went. It was our first vacation after we had the kid, and we went for our anniversary to Chicago to watch Cubs-Cardinals, and she got to go to Wrigley for the first time. So it's so cool, man. That's why I love sports, man. You tie it in, especially if you're a true fan. It's something that's kind of cool. So anyway, I saw that in your timeline. I wanted to get your opinion on it. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. Always good to catch up with you guys.
For sure, man. Ben Heisler, go give him a follow at Benny Heis, H-E-I-S. Gambling info, fantasy info for Sports Illustrated. Go give that a follow as well on Twitter at SI Gambling and at SI _ fantasy. Quick break. We come back. It's the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. We'll be back.
It's time to have fun, so come on in. Come on in and win. It's magic.
Cash magic.
Come and feel the magic.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic is my lucky place.
It's time to have fun, so let us make you feel right at home with our fast and friendly VIP service. Come feel the magic today at one of our 9 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana, including our 2 newest locations, Cash Magic Galliano and the Royal Flush in Houma. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older, valid ID required. Gambling problem, 877-770-STOP.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
you.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Hey everyone, Gus Cattingill with the Sports Hangover for Men's Total Health. Having paid them a visit at their office in Metairie and speaking with Shane, I've learned so much about the effects of low testosterone and how it's not only physical. You would be surprised at how hormone imbalance can affect your daily life, emotionally, sexually, even sleep patterns. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. Get back to feeling your best with Men's Total Health. Visit menstotalhealth.net or call 504-777-7590 to schedule an appointment with Andrea today. They accept all major insurances and tell them you heard it on the Sports Hangover.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingale.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation. So get ready for Saints and Falcons. Coming up next hour, Andrea Legretta and Lee Sterling. But we bring in Mike, as we do once a week, to talk about Men's Total Health over there on Veterans, literally down the street from where we are, 3829 Veterans. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Gus. How are you doing today? How was your holiday?
I'm doing good, man. It was a good holiday. I don't know if Shane would be appreciative, and those test results would be very good, because things like the sugars and the cholesterol, those numbers may not be good right now, man.
You got to live, though, right? You got to live.
I hear you, but I bring that up because when I go over to Total Men's Health, look, obviously it's about testosterone in different areas that it is what it is. It's in the name. It's Men's Total Health, and it's about the complete package of health, not just low T and things of that nature. And I just go back to when I went, the blood workup, man, it was 3 pages long of info and numbers and stats and stuff that tell you kind of a full picture of what's going on in your body.
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to get most men who are primarily not good at taking care of themselves, being either a sole worker or the provider that provides money and works a lot of hours and does that, to take a step back and to look at themselves at the age of which we're in our working years. We're really predominant between 30s and 40s. And we just don't take time, and we think, hey, it's just natural. This is the way it's supposed to be. I'm working hard. I've got a family. This is the way it's supposed to be. In reality, it's not. And the good news is we do a comprehensive exam to include an array of blood work in order to kind of say, is this hormonal? Is it not? Is it something else we can do? And what can we do to get your total health and wellness back into a balance? And that's our goal there. Come in, for sure.
Mike, it happens every year around this time, the holiday season. I'm talking about right after, right? Because I literally just had this conversation via text earlier with my wife. She went and did the gym today, was off most of last week. She's like, I'm dying. We need to get back to eating, right, and walking. You know what I'm getting at, Mike? I'm talking about the old New Year's resolution that's coming. And
absolutely.
I think that's why I'm bringing this up to you, because if you've been thinking about this, if it's something that, hey, look, I need to take better care of myself, I just kind of want to know where I'm at, or in my case, as I brought up last time we chatted last week, I thought my dad was a great candidate to go see you guys. If you think somebody in your family is, use that something like that, right? It's never easy, Mike, and you know this, to get a guy to go to the doctor or just to kind of think about his health.
Yeah, the good thing about these type of conversations we have live is that, guys start hearing these messages of fatigue, low libido, maybe some erectile dysfunction, and other changes in their body, and their wife's poking them and saying, hey, we've got to do something here. And then they start getting in there, and the perfect time, you're right, is around this time, because most guys are really set the plan for us to kind of have a better year. And that, come on, 2020, we need a better year next year for 2021.
Right. Right.
And everyone's looking to make a change and get themselves mm-hmm. back in track and get that going. And this is a great start for sure.
And that's why I think I've tried to explain to a lot of other people here as well, because I've been asked, you know, what is the total men's health, you know, thing that you do during, what is it? Is it just for tea and this and that? I'm like, man, it's a lot of different areas, whether it's, you know, problems going to the bathroom or things of that nature that, that you can find out. And again, I learned so much in just my conversation I had with you, with Shane, or just sitting there and just looking at all the numbers and explaining it to kind of get an idea. Look, I made some changes to what's in my refrigerator, right? From types of butter and things of that nature. And I just think knowing that when you want to stick around as long as you can, it's just a smart thing to do, Mike.
It is. You know, and you're right. Within the name, it is a total health. Obviously, we focus on hormonal health and getting that balance back in check. And it's a lot of things that people just aren't aware of. And they're looking to get some answers. And sometimes that's the answers, but sometimes it's not. And to be honest with you, not everyone's a candidate for testosterone replacement therapy. But you got to realize we're also there for a complete wellness exam to include the national standard for health. Mm-hmm. You know, colonoscopy, prostate exam. You know, we have an array of other doctors that we work with in order to get these, you know, other ancillary exams that are needed specifically at specific age time through your lifespan. And we're there to kind of point you in the right direction and get that going. The other part is that we work on some weight loss assessment, diet and training education, and we have a comprehensive program to do that. This isn't a fad. We're not giving you pills. We're giving you lifestyle changes that you can imbalance. You can bring back to balance your body's structure, its life, its health, and then move forward for a better you. And that's really it.
3829 is the address if you're going towards Cleary on Vets. You pass the Mercedes dealership, Chase Bank. Start putting your blinker on. That's where you're going to go. It's right behind the Fidelity Bank. You can't miss it when you get there as well. So it's Ferran Drive and Vets. Take a right on Ferran and boom, there it is. You can't miss the sign. So, Mike, as always, man, I appreciate when we chat. And I promise I'll the next time I see you, I'll have that cholesterol number a little lower there.
Live to get back to it.
I hear. Exactly. I'll get back to it. Just, you know, we'll start on Monday. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, bud. Thank you. Have a good one.
For sure. Go check him out online as well, menstotalhealth.net. Jordan, I'm still very proud of you and how you dropped, I don't know, what was it, like 10, 20 pounds?
More than that. It's 50.
I don't know how you did that, dude. I know.
Just eating healthy and working out.
I mean, that's a lot, seriously, in all honesty.
That was pushing 240. Now I'm like 190.
That's incredible.
I was like 188, but the Thanksgiving kind of set me back a little
bit. Wow, that's incredible. Mike, can you believe he dropped that much weight, man?
No, I believe it. It's just, and a lot of people think you got to go out and run a marathon and do all these sort of things, but it's slow, incremental goals that you set for yourself, and probably that's what he did. And he got himself into it, then it motivates you. The next thing you know, there's endorphins kicking in. You're starting to lose weight. You're feeling good about yourself. And it kind of drives you to kind of get back going. So that's amazing. Great job. 50 pounds down. That's a really great job.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you have to rub it in all the time. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Hour two is in the books. We come back. Maybe that's why you have the everlasting elf on the shelf grin. Is that what that is? You're just really proud of yourself? Maybe it's just me looking.
You know why I'm growing out this scrubble?
What's that?
So I don't look like the elf on the shelf, like all
clean
shit.
No, that's not going to help
this
you.
This does not
that
look
that grin
good.
Does not go away from your face. Coming up at the top of next hour, Andrew Legretta, voice of the Tulane Green Wave. We will chat with him. Also, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports will have that for you, plus a few more cuts. We like to listen to from your New Orleans Saints, including Chauncey Gardner Johnson. Required listening, by the way, if you're a Saints fan. Pumps me up. Really does. Absolutely. I love him. We'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader and first comprehensive sports medicine program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to the butcher at your local grocery store. He'd probably talk about trimming the fat, but it'd be about your brisket, not your insurance policies. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent. They offer personalized assistance in finding the choicest cuts of coverage for all your insurance needs, which means more money for filet mignon. Or, if you're a vegetarian, tofu le mignon. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm Casey Gisclair.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins and your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Check it out.